product out quickly, and they would know where they were going to be in the economic cycle. Now, right now, I can assure you there's a lot of people that wish they didn't have development projects on the table. But they have spent so much money, some of it years ago, that they have no choice. It's either continue and try and make it work or literally declare bankruptcy. So I'm just telling you from a practical standpoint, and I know a lot of you folks are business folks, you know what I'm talking about. In your own business, you don't want to think about spending money today and then not finding out for 5 years whether it's going to be suitable or not. And that, when it comes to building housing, we're up to 3, 4, and 5 years. So, okay, thank you very much.
All right, sir, thank you. Mr. Esposito.
Good evening. Good evening, commissioners, gentlemen, and audience members. Thank you. My name is Gerard Esposito. I live at 18 Victoria Drive, Milford, Delaware, Sussex County. I'm here representing Tidewater Utilities, which is based in Dover at 1100 South Little Creek Road. Just a minute or two about credentials of myself and the company that I represent, and then a little bit about the history. And what was just handed out to you are some of the items from your plan that I want to point out have some inconsistencies that I wanted to point out to you. Much of the beginning part of my remarks you do not have in front of you. Again, tonight I'm representing Tidewater Utilities, Inc., and I'm speaking on behalf of its affiliated company, Tidewater Environmental Services, Inc. Tidewater Utilities is the regulated water company in our family of companies. Tidewater Environmental Services is the regulated wastewater company. We're both part of the Middlesex Water Company family of businesses, which, again, for credential purposes, was just named as one of America's 100 most trustworthy publicly traded firms by Audit Integrity Company, as reported in Forbes magazine March 27th. It was selected for persistent excellence in transparent financial reporting, conservative corporate governance, and was one of only four utilities in the country named by the top 100 list. And so I put that out for you for purposes of credentials.
The others?
I can't speak for any other utility company.
Oh, just wondering.
My credentials are I've been doing water and wastewater business for 32 years, 22 of which in county and state government, this county government, this state government, and for 10 years with Tidewater. Tidewater applauds the county and its consultant for their efforts in working to improve the comprehensive plan in the face of criticism on the previous drafts of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This draft is much improved over previous versions and shows the dedication of county officials to creating a document with vision, protocol, and good planning in the future of Sussex County. Tidewater is both a water and wastewater company, licensed and regulated by the state of Delaware. Tidewater builds valuable and necessary water and wastewater infrastructure. This infrastructure is both necessary and valuable since it serves over 30,000 homes and businesses with water and wastewater services in this county. No one serves more potable water in Sussex County than we do, and we do it without any taxpayer dollars. The utility has met with county officials in a collaborative effort to suggest language for improving the draft comprehensive plan. We've been working over a year and with cooperation of various officials in the county or their agents, and we have come to a point where we believed we were accepting the language on water and wastewater elements, and we thought we would certainly be able to accept the current draft. We believe we have reached a reasonable outcome on water. We thought we had reached a reasonable outcome on wastewater, but there are some recent inconsistencies that we want to point out to you tonight. We believe in the spirit of cooperation that we can coexist with the county and the county's engineering department in certain parts of the county, and we are presuming that the errors that might have been made were just that they were errors in translation, because there are some inconsistencies that we have pointed out. So what I have before you are the two sections, page 1-6 and page 6-23, that appears to allow private wastewater to do business in this county in these areas.